Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast. It's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister Arturo Rodriguez, and I truly hope that your faith muscle has been building, that you've been getting stronger in your faith walk with Jesus, that you've been guided by His Word, and that you hold Him closely when you need Him, that He's right there with you, that He's never leaving you. We just want to say thank you. I say thank you for joining another week. I am blessed. I'm happy to be here. I have to give all the glory to God for allowing us to come together once more as a family. I'm excited, y'all. I know I say it every week, and we keep going on, but I'm telling y'all, every week that I'm able to sit here and we come together, and that your faith muscle has been building through this word, I got to say thank you. And I give all the honor and glory to God. This week's title of the episode is Keep Pushing. I need you to text somebody. I need you to tell the person you run into or the person that you may be sitting right next to say, keep pushing. Before we go to God and get into the Word, I'd like to go to Him in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your Word. I thank you for guiding the path to our feet. I thank you for holding us closely to you. I thank you for allowing us to rely on you when we're in pain. God, we put praise upon our lips because you know that you have the final say so in any situation. God, I thank you for going to the cross for us. I thank you for allowing us to come together once more as a family. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm excited for this week. I really want you to understand that I want your shirt to be tight for Jesus. Someone said, well, wait, what are you talking about when you show your shirt's tight? When you get this pump in, when you start, you know, you start doing your push-ups or you start doing your little workout, and you start feeling that your clothes are getting tight because you're swelling up, that you feel so good, that you're so vibrant, that you just, that's what I'm talking about when your shirt gets tight. That means that you're allowing God to come in and just fill you up, that no matter what happens, no matter how it may look, Jesus is right there with you. And I think, again, this week's title episode is Keep Push. And there's no more relevant today. I had a problem coming into this. I had a different message. And God says, no, I need to put this on you. Someone needs to hear this today. Someone needs to understand that you got to keep pushing through it. You got to keep going through. You got to keep pushing. And it's so funny how you can have a plan in your head and God says, no, I got something different for you. I'm going to flip that script on you because I need you to keep pushing. I need you to understand that my plan and my will needs to be done in your life. That I completely trust God in every aspect of my life, in every argument that I have, every action that I do, that I see where I'm not the best person. I know God's going to be with me and says, I need you to go through this. I need you to do this so I can show you how to become stronger. I need you to go through this storm. I need you to go through this attitude that you have. Come on, I'm not sure if you came. I even got to the word. I'm ready to preach this thing. But even in that attitude that you may have, the ugly look you have on your face, that attitude, that bitterness that comes out of your mouth, God says, I need you to go through that. Because in that time, I'm going to show you how great and powerful that I am. I'm going to get you better on another side of it. I need you to keep pushing through it so that we can grow from it. I want to get into this word right now. We're going to be in Psalms 23, verse 4. Psalms 23, verse 4. If you have God's word, give me an amen. And it says, Psalms 23, verse 4, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Push. I wanna break this down a little bit. I wanna go through this a little bit so you understand that I need you to keep pushing today. I need you to continue to keep pushing. So it says, even when I walk through the darkest valley, and I'm gonna pause it right there. I wanna dig deep into this thing. He says, when you walk in the darkest valley, he's not saying that you need to that you're staying in this dark valley, that you're having a pity party in this dark valley, that you're having a crying party in this dark valley. He's saying that when you walk through the valley, he says you're going to keep pushing through this valley. Yeah, you're in the valley right now, in the darkest part of it. You are in it right now, but he's allowing you to walk through it. Doesn't mean you're stuck in this season of depression. He doesn't say you're stuck right now in this valley. He says that you're walking through, and that right there itself is a brother that says is a miracle in itself. He's saying, you're walking. That means you're not standing. You are walking. You're able to put one foot in front of the other. You're able to hold him by his hand, and you're able to walk through it. He's telling you right there to keep pushing. He knows that you're in this valley. I know it may seem so dark, and it tells you right now, in the darkest of times, when it seems, when it seems to be the darkest, and I'm talking about when you look at that bank account and there ain't no money to feed your family, God says you're going to keep on walking through it. When you don't know how to pay these bills because they keep coming at you, when these bills keep coming at you, then you get a diagnosis, then one of your kids is acting funny, and then you don't know how to keep on doing it, but God says, I need you to keep on walking. I need you to put one foot in front of the other. I need you to keep pushing through this, because when you push through it is when you're going to see that I'm here with you. I'm going to comfort you. My rod and my staff are going to protect me. I mean, you will walk through it. And yes, I know that it is hard. And maybe this is not, if you've never been through a time in your life where you have never had nothing enough to eat, when you and your wife look at each other, you're going to split your, we like to call it noodles, oodles and noodles, maybe a little bit of ramen noodles. When you're trying to split them, say, I don't know how we're going to eat, but I'm going to, this is what he gave us today. This is what we're going to have. When you don't know how to get through, or when you go to the store and you know you don't have enough money, and when you swipe that debit card, it says authorizing, and it's taking forever. Come on now. If you ain't never been, this message ain't for you. Then when it's saying authorizing, you're just waiting for it to come through because it's what you have left to try to feed your family. You're saying, God, I need you to come through with me right now. God says, this is where I'm going to be with you right now. When it's authorizing, when those three dots die, when they beep, and you're like, I don't know, God, I don't know. And you have to look at this. I don't know if you've been in this situation before, but we've been through it. I say, you got to keep on pushing through it. Because when in that time, when it's looking kind of funny, that's when God's going to step right on in. Keep pushing. I want to dive deeper just a little bit more. It says, I will not be afraid. He's not telling you, I know you're going to be discouraged at times. I know it's going to be hard at times to be like, God, I don't know if I can keep doing this. But God says, in the Word, it says, and in the Bible says, I have laid out the path for you. I just need you to walk through it. I need you to keep on going because I've already laid it out. He said, I'm going to go before you so that you know what's going on with you. The shepherd of our life, in the path for us. What does that mean? What you talking about, preacher? What I'm trying to tell you is God has already laid out these plans in your life. He knows you're going to go through this season. And this is where he needs you to understand you need to trust him. The sheep trust the shepherd to go and lay out the path for them so they can walk through it. What that means is he goes to the mountains. He goes to the valleys and makes sure that there's no predators there that can attack you. He's going to keep you safe. Come on now. This is where you got to understand. When you feel that you're under attack from everywhere, your haters can't come with you. Your haters can't go with you wherever you get out and go. Yeah, they may say some stuff about you, but it's not going to kill you. They can't take your life. God says, no, I got something for you. I've laid out the plans already for your life. I need you to trust me in this. I need you to keep on pushing what you're pushing. I need you to push some different weight than what you've been pushing before. Because in this darkest valley right here, you can't roll it up. You can't drink it away. You have to go through it and push through it. We have to be able to put down the things that got us into this mess to begin with. And I know that's not what you want to hear today, because you want to be able to run to that chat. You want to be able to run and post it all over your social media. But God says, no, I need you to stop and put everything to the side and push through it. You don't need to post that you're going through a mess. You need you to go through the mess. You need to find a quiet place. You need to get on your face. You need to get on your knees. And you need to give it to God. Say, God, I'm in this place right now. I've had a nasty attitude this week with my family. God, I've had a nasty attitude with people at work. God, they've been all, you know how these co-workers do sometimes, and you know how these certain family members do sometimes. They just know how to get on your nerves. You know how to stomp all over there. They do a happiness when they're on your last nerve. But you said, nah, I'm going to be better than that. I'm kneeling right here for you, God, because I worship you. I praise you. And when I'm going through this mess, God, I continue to keep praising your name, because I know you got plans for me. I know I have to keep pushing. I know I have to get better. I know that no matter how bad it gets and how dark this valley gets, you're going to be with me. And I know that you're going to be able to bring me out better on the other side. And we brought this out so many other times, and I know I'm getting kind of hyped. But I'm telling you that when I speak about God and what the things that I've been through in my life, come on now. This is when you know that, yes, God, you got me. Yeah, I've been better on the other side. Yeah, for a long time, I was a deadbeat. Yeah, I was behind on child support. But here I'm stepping up now with a better relationship with my kids. And maybe this is where you need to understand that, yeah, I've walked through the valley. Yeah, I've been through that dark spot. And I know that God has been moving with me, and he's been guiding me. It ain't been nobody else. There ain't no bottle of liquor. There ain't no joint that I can smoke. There ain't nothing I can snort. There ain't nothing I can do. But for God, I know he's brought me out of it. He is close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. I need you to go down just a little bit. I have preluded just a little bit, but I want to go down to verse 5. It says, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Come on now. When he's telling you right here, preacher, what are you trying to say? What I'm trying to tell you is he's preparing a feast for you right there in front of your enemies. I got this plan for you. I'm going to allow you to eat and get big and get a little bit of swole. Yeah, I know that you may be sore, but you're on the way to getting swole. We've been pushing. We've been getting better. So, yeah, I got a different walk and I got a different talk, because I know that God has been with me through all this. I need you to get a little bit. I need you to tell somebody today to keep on pushing. I'm not sure who I'm talking to today when it comes to this, but I'm telling them right now, Jesus is right here with you. Keep pushing. That depression, anxiety are lying. That devil is a liar. He cannot win, and he will not win, because we put our faith in the Jesus. Yeah, I know that I've been a mess before. Yeah, I know I have a record before. But I tell you right now, God says, I dropped all your charges. I'm having you move. You are perfectly made. Yeah, you made some mistakes in your life, but you are better on the other side of it right now. I'm going to show you that I'm the only the one that has it. If you go down a little bit further, that tells you right here, you're honoring me by anointing my head with oil. I want to stop right there. I want you to understand this. The shepherd anoints the sheep with oil. What does that do? It allows them to be protected from an infection. So if you understand that sheep, when they graze, God has to show them what they can eat. He has to go through the food. While if God doesn't prepare their food for them, what happens? They eat something they're not supposed to be eating. Come on now. They eat something they're not supposed to be eating. What happens then is their nostrils are so moist that insects get in there. Oh, come on, let me bring this around, God, please, Jesus. And since their nose is so moist that these insects start to lay larvae and lay eggs, and they can't seem to get it out. They can't bring their hoof up to scratch their nose. Oh, come on, I'm gonna show I'm speaking to about this today. But you got so much stuff going on in your head right now. That's why you can't sleep. That's why you keep just banging your head. And you see these sheep just trying to get this stuff out of their head. And God says, I need to put this oil on you. You have an anointing on your life. Come on now. I need you to understand this right here. I need you to really understand what I'm trying to tell you right here. He says, when I put this oil on your head, you are protected. Give all that stuff that's inside your head and give it to me. Allow me to put this anointing on you. See, people get upset with you because they can't. Ah, come on now. People get upset with you. They can't take that Jesus out of you. Come on now. You have an anointing on your life. People are going to be upset because you have it. Not everybody's going to be excited to celebrate you in this way. And I know that's hard for you to understand, but you got to remember one thing, that Jesus saw his 12 shrink. I want you to let that sink in just for 1 second. Jesus saw his 12 shrink. So what does that tell you? That your circle is going to shrink. People are going to say things about you. And your circle is going to shrink. But when you get to that place, you still have to show love for that Judas in your life. Keep pushing. And I know it's hard. It's going to be one that you love. And I understand that. Keep pushing. Keep pushing the love that Jesus has for you. Keep pushing the praise. Have praise upon your lips when you have that attitude. When you feel like you're backsliding to the old person, keep pushing. Because you're better than what you used to be. You're better today than you were yesterday. And I know it may be looking ugly. But you're getting better. You're getting at least a little bit more swollen. Keep pushing. I want to go down to verse 6. It says, surely your goodness and unfailing love pursue me all the days of my life. Jesus, I don't care how far you go and how low you go. I'm here with you. You can outrun my love. You can't outrun my love because I will find you and I will keep you. And when that relationship is in that spot, trust God that you come better on the other side of that. That you become better with that person. Keep pushing. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I've accepted the fact, God, that you have laid out all my plans. And I trust you in everything. I got a job that I wasn't qualified for. Maybe that's where you're at today. Maybe your relationship has grown in a way that you never thought it was going to grow. Keep pushing. Maybe you've been in that spot. Maybe this is where you're at right now, where that depression, the suicidal thoughts, suicidal tendencies have been taken away from you. Keep pushing. I won't go to that verse. He says, he renews my strength. He guides me along right paths. And bring an honor to his name. This is a very powerful message and very powerful words. He's telling you that I'm guiding everything in your life. That you're not stuck. You're walking. And I've read this passage so many times, and I went through this so many times, and it didn't click onto me just until a little while ago, before I sat down to bring this word to you. He says, you're walking through this. You're not stuck. You're walking through this valley. You're walking through this ugliness. And when we're walking, doesn't mean that we're stuck. Amazing that we're able to walk through it. And they were able to touch somebody and say, yes, I went through the darkest part of my life and I walked through it. I went through the storm. He said, you have to go through the valley. Because you don't see these problems when you're at the top of the mountain. Come on now. Let me explain to you. Let me break that down just a little bit for you. He's going to have you walk through a storm, have to walk through a valley, because if you are on the top of the mountain, you ain't going to see it. Come on now. You won't be able to see it if you're on top of the mountain. So you got to go low. You got to get down in some mess to see what he has for you. He has to let you see that attitude that you got. You got to see that you got to sit down and be like, yes, God, I need you right now. Because right now, God, I'm being pretty ugly to people. I ain't the best father or the best wife, the best brother or the best sister. I need to spend more time with you and your word so I can be better for everybody else that is affecting my life and that I'm coming in contact with. But I'm walking through it. Keep pushing through it. When you push through it, grow, and this is where we become better. He went to Calvary. He pushed through the beating. He went through. He pushed through the hanging, so that you could be better, and to lay all of our burdens at his feet. He was sacrificed for us. Keep pushing. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for your word today, God. Thank you for placing this anointing on our head, that you don't allow us to get infected and to have these crazy thoughts that we do. Thank you for allowing us to walk through this valley. Thank you, God. We need you right now, God, to correct everything that's not right with us. To have difficult conversations. Yeah, I'm about to bring another word. I'm about to bring another word. To have difficult conversations, God, with the ones that we're closest with, the ones that are troubling us right now. God, we give it to you. We ask you to let us keep pushing through this. And in your name we pray. Amen. I thank you. I thank God. I put praise upon his name for everything that we're doing today. His peace is perfect. We are steadfast on his love. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, be blessed, stay blessed, keep pushing. You have an anointing on your life. Keep pushing.